If you're a new listener to Rad Radio, here are a few things that will make no sense at all to you. Sourdough, Badoop, and how this show has been number one for almost three decades. Enjoy. This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Couple of emails, RED at radradio.com. First one's from Allison.
Hi, Allison.
The Allison. If you were here 10 minutes ago, she won Win Rob's Change.
Hell yeah.
We will start over with a new amount in the bucket tomorrow morning at 6:30. She wrote in and said, hey, hey, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
She didn't do y'all right. She didn't put the apostrophe. Basically, just lol.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Win Rob's Change winner here. Just want to say thank you so much for the $194.44. I'm so excited to win my first time ever calling the show.
Yay! Oh, I love that.
After 22 years of listening.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is.
This is from Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Dawn's very excited about the new blueberry coffee flavor.
Oh, so excited.
At Dunkin'. With other people calling in saying, well, Dawn, they have it at 7-Eleven. It's really good there, so Dunkin' would be even better. It's not landing.
No, blueberry and coffee sounds vomit. Sounds like vomit.
Andrea says...
Sounds vomit.
Yeah. You're just talking like Gronkowski. Hashtag Brady roast last night.
Yes.
Even me know not money. If you don't know, blank off. Andrea says, when I was pregnant a few years ago, I craved blueberry coffee with a splash or two of vanilla creamer. It tasted like Fruit Loops. The aftertaste wasn't the best.
Oh, jeez.
Fast forward to now, I want to like it. A few sips in and no.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to like it?
Because, you know, there's
the
memories.
Pressure?
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Or maybe her kid passed away. You never know.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of possible answers.
Could be a reason. Yeah.
Jesus, I'm just saying. We
I
don't
love,
know.
Though, how the aftertaste, though.
Right. Even then. Even when the hormones were raging, the aftertaste was no good. Now she doesn't have the hormones working, and she goes, oh, God. This is no good. If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans of what you missed on today's show, Graham. So we started off the show talking about the way people behave in public, distractions, annoyances, things like, you know, kids and their loud devices and people talking, having cell phone conversations on the speakerphone and projecting their voice, or the middle ground, which is less egregious but still egregious, talking loudly. You can't hear the other person, but they're not talking like they would if they were having a conversation with a human. Mm-hmm. They're over-projecting their voice because they're on a cell phone, and we all think we're talking to a foreigner when we're on a cell phone. Hello, O.
Oh, man.
Do you have any tortillas, A-O? It's like, shut up. We got a few reactions. That is the kind of topic that could take over the show if you didn't have a host who was disciplined. You're welcome. Jen says, the headphone conversation drives me absolutely bonkers. This is the... I've got somebody on headphones, but I'm still talking mm-hmm. to them out loud, right? Mm. There is a 21-year-old kid I work with, okay, way to show your age, who is totally clueless. He'll sit right next to me in the break room and have a conversation with his girlfriend about things nobody wants to hear. And he'll face towards me and others to give the appearance he's talking to the group. Yeah, come on, take it outside,
well,
dude.
And listen, he's not clueless. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right? Mm. Honestly.
No awareness around him. Nope.
Well, and the thing that always gets me on these, have you ever even tried, though? I mean, it's a coworker, right? You do it with a stranger. Well, I'll show him. They don't change who they are, right?
Yeah.
This is a coworker. Has anyone at all pulled this guy aside and said, hey, do you mind? You're disrupting the break room. I mean, is anyone even, because then you really can find out how little they care.
Yeah.
Because if they just like, oh, come on, you square. Just,
you square? Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, just relax, man. And then they don't care. But if they go, oh, okay, I've never worked before because, you know, I'm 21. I should be waiting another 4 or 5 years and living off my parents' health care insurance.
Right.
But I'm actually out here working.
Never,
I didn't know.
Never got a job at 17 or 16.
Yeah, the boomer who wrote in and is talking about this young whippersnapper at 21.
Kid at 21.
Like, you're in the break room. We're all taking a break from work. If that means if we want some quiet space, this is the place where we go. So maybe go talk down to him and wag your old finger at him.
Have the finger.
Yeah, and when say, you, get outside.
And prior to that conversation, make sure you take your index finger and do the pulling it here motion. Can I speak to you for a moment, Sonny?
Well, in today's world, he might get offended and be upset and triggered and go complain to HR.
Well, okay, you bring up today's world.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I'm going to meet you in the middle on that. You're absolutely right, Kyle. So what you wouldn't confront a person, my God, with no confrontations in the 2024 in the 21st century. You have to go to management. and tell management to talk to the kid. Or if you have an HR department, they have to talk to the kid and see.
Yeah, to keep that stereotype going, because it's for real in a lot of workplaces. One of my sisters in her management position literally has, they've been told, and it's probably unfair because they're probably not all like this, but has literally been told there's a special way they have to talk to those that are younger than those that are, you know, a boomer, because they are going to get more upset, more triggered, and they would never be allowed to confront them about something like that in the break room. You got to let them have it. Let them have, this is the, and you got to tell them every single day, good job, even though they just did their job.
So it's not like an actual like oral way of talking to them. That's the way that they're supposed to, like, you're supposed to translate to them.
Yeah, but you have to manage. She has to literally manage the younger ones differently than she would manage a 40 and older person.
I thought you were going to suggest that they have to receive their words by text.
Oh, God.
Not
man.
By mouth.
Yeah, I mean, are they doing any vetting there? Because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen in reverse. Like a millennial or a Gen Zer that isn't triggered would be like, excuse me, what kind of discriminatory practice? Why are you talking to me like I'm a child or not talking to me?
Jesus, what a mess.
Natalie wrote in about people being disruptive in public, said, I once had an ex blast metal music at the store. He was done instantly. Seriously.
What?
He's walking down the aisle with his metal music blasting for everybody to hear.
Come on.
I'm going to throw something metal at his head.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Seriously.
Jeez.
If you're lucky, you're in the row next to them and you hear it, and you're in the pots and pans aisle, you just throw a frying pan over.
Oh.
Clank, 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 clank. Hopefully you don't hit the old woman that's next to them.
No. It's a drum solo.
Yeah. You got to be good at throwing, that's for sure.
And seeing through solid objects to know where they are in the aisle.
It's...
I'm thinking like a heavy can of tomatoes, one on the bottom shelf. Something that gives a concussion.
Very specific. Kimberly says, I can't stand when people are on the speakerphone in the bathroom at work. I start flushing the toilet over and over and over again. All right, good.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
What?
What's wrong?
A disruptive noise in the background of a toilet flushing.
Kyle, what's wrong with which part?
The having discussion in the bathroom. Like, I mean, you're in your own stall. You got your own privacy. People are hearing other noises. What's wrong with hearing you talk?
Yeah, I don't, you know what?
I never thought about the other noises argument there.
Me neither. And I've never done the on speakerphone conversation in the stall, but I'm definitely guilty. My sister-in-law and I are whatever, like, we'll be in each in our own stall and continue our conversation, which I know is annoying to people.
Yeah, but...
I get it. I get when they walk into the bathroom and there's two people in a stall and they're continuing their conversation. I know it. I don't know if it's rude, but I know that it annoys. And we're not doing it to annoy you. We're just... We walk in there talking, we get in our stalls, and we just continue talking, and it's like, I'm sure it's annoying for people that walk in.
That doesn't bother me at all, like, especially if you go to concerts, any type of like public place. You're going to get two people who are going to be talking to each other through the stalls. I don't. That doesn't bother me as much as the speakerphone.
That's two people talking to
each
other.
Well, I think it's because the person who is on the other side of the phone, on speakerphone, is hearing all the other noises.
Oh.
And I feel bad for that person.
Well, I would tell them, I'm taking you to the bathroom with me.
And that's why Kimberly is flushing the toilet so that they can hear that. Yeah. And if Kimberly, you got to go up a notch. You're flushing the toilet, but you're also adding the, oh!
Too much blueberry coffee!
One more from Andrea. She says, I went to the grocery store this weekend and I got road rage pushing my cart. Walking behind a guy, talking to someone, not paying attention, cutting people off. Not only was he rude and obnoxiously loud himself, but the phone call was on speakerphone. And the other person was just as loud as he was. And he was talking about his teenage daughter who's graduating. They both were talking about where she's graduating from, the car he's buying her as a gift, and how he set up a bank account for her at a local bank, stated the name, where her grad party is going to be, etc.
Oh my, what an idiot.
A woman commented next to me saying, wow, perfect info for a predator to pick up on. I'm surprised he did announce his daughter's social security number and blood type while he was at it.
Wow. Oh, man, I miss those days of cart wars. When you, like, bang your cart into someone else's car.
There were never those days, by the way, for those of you that are wondering.
Oh, for me.
Yeah, that was never a thing that was acceptable in society.
No.
For those of you that are sticking around, the Mixed Mix Sports Show is minutes away on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You can listen on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. For the rest of you, we're back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you.
you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm glad.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ha-ha. So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.